Stop here at marker 7 and take another sensory impression. What do you hear? You are standing on the dike directly over the dam and spillway. When you face marker 7, freshwater Silver Spring is behind you and the brackish salt marsh is in front of you. Dr. Austin constructed the dam to maintain Silver Spring as a permanent freshwater pond and to keep tidal salt water out. Listen to the water flowing down into the marsh in springtime. Sometimes it's a steady flow, sometimes it's just a trickle. By summer, it usually dries up. How does the air smell? Salty? Fragrant? Pungent? The sulfuric rotten egg odor is that of organic decomposition, a natural process that is the keystone to salt marsh productivity. Bacteria and fungi decompose dead salt marsh plants and tidal wrack into tiny particles of organic matter called detritus. The microbe-laden detritus is the basis of the salt marsh's tremendous food web. Flowering shrubs at the upland edges of the marsh and Silver Spring are much more pleasantly fragrant. In June and July, the pink flowers of swamp rose smell sweet and delicate. Mid-July through mid-August, you'll notice the spicy, sweet, heavy perfume of the small white spikes of sweet pepper bush. Later in August, the maroonish-brown flowers of the groundnut vine bloom with a subtle sweet and sour aroma.
With your back to marker 7, turn toward 3 o'clock and follow the path to marker 8 for approximately 150 feet, keeping the vegetative edge on your right. The wooden guide rails that flank marker 8 will be on your right. Find the marker, then press 8.